I start by gathering the system and integration requirements. What tool can handle the orchestration between multiple systems, claims, risk analysis, and rating in real time? It usually involves a request and reply integration pattern. An ESB handles more event-driven communication, and within event-driven communication, there are two mechanisms to consider. The first are real-time APIs. Salesforce makes a callout, waits for the data to get processed, and then it is sent back to Salesforce. The second is Salesforce's outbound messaging mechanism, which is asynchronous. Data is sent out, and the user does not wait for it to come back. When all the requested data is ready, the user is notified that it has been processed. Periodic data loads suggest use of an ETL. Here, we have the periodic analysis of applications and the nightly batch of commissions mentioned in the ACME requirements. Please note that an ESB can handle functions that an ETL usually performs. However, an ESB won't do as good a job as an ETL at large, complex transformations that require a database as an interim processing area. I see. Then I'll use the existing tools to supplement the native strengths of Salesforce. Drag and drop the actor icons to the correct boxes. What mobile solution would work for Acme Insurance? Typically, for B2C apps, a hybrid app using mobile SDK is recommended. You can build a customized app which will then allow customers to upload pictures of their property directly from their smartphones. Where should we put risk analysis and its advanced statistical modeling? Drag and drop the risk analysis icon to its optimal environment. Advanced statistical modeling is not very well suited to native Salesforce reporting. We could run into large data volumes and start hitting limits. With numbers like these and the multiple sources of data, Amaya thinks they might run into LDV issues as well. She is also concerned that they might start hitting limits, governor and script limits, doing such a large compute. Packages exist on the AppExchange that deliver a hybrid approach. The package takes off the complex processing of Heroku, yet lives within the Aloha UI. For example, Kapado is used for deployment between different sandboxes and performs complex processing and org comparison in Heroku. Should we rebuild the claims process in Salesforce? Drag and drop the claims icon to its optimal environment. Acme receives 20,000 claims a day. That times 365 days a year equals an enormous 7.3 million claims a year. That number alone should alert Amaya to a possible LDV issue. With the looming possibility of an LDV situation, there is no need to bring claims into Salesforce. 50 million customers will be difficult to handle in and of itself, especially with respect to list views and reporting. 50 million customers is a huge concern to me. Migrating 50 million customers into Salesforce would likely introduce a possibility of hitting limits. A multi-org strategy could mitigate that potential risk. Consider segmenting the customers by their geographical location.